This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, hello, hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer at Pickwick's Garbage Gym, along with Brandon Coverman, alongside is Chuck McBee. He will be in my seat in just a matter of seconds. It's game two of our doubleheader tonight. First game won by Cedarville over Fort Loramie, 45-44. Redskins lost a real tough one. Cedarville with a bucket inside of 2 seconds to go to win the game. Fort Loramie led probably all but 30, 45 seconds of the four quarters and wound up losing by a point. It was a tough luck loss. Heartbreak season. Fort Loramie defeated in a lot of really tight games. Should be stronger for it next season. Bodkin, Springfield Catholic Central upcoming in game two tonight. Keep in mind, this is bonus coverage, a compressed pregame. Won't be able to get through all of our sponsors' commercials. We'll get through most of them, but not all. This is bonus coverage. Second game tonight of two here at Pickwick's Garbage Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome here to Pickwick's Garbage Gymnasium here as we get ready for tonight's action here. District semifinal action here, another OHC Shelby County Athletic League tilt between the Springfield Central Catholics Fighting Irish and the Bodkins Trojans. My name's Brandon Coverman. Alongside me, Chuck McBee. And Chuck, obviously just coming off a thriller here against Cedarville and Fort Loramie, where the one seed got a run for its money. Now the two seed here tonight, the Bodkins Trojans taking on Springfield, obviously seeming a little more in the tilt in the favor of the Bodkins Trojans.
Yeah, well, that first game was just a real tough loss for Loramie. That's as well as they could play. Did a great job, and just they led probably 97% of the game. But now we got Bodkins. We're going to see Bodkins. They play defense, and they play defense when they're warming up, they play defense as they sit here. And when the game starts, they really play defense.
And they're taking on a Springfield Central Catholic team that beat Bradford in the first round, 62-58 here tonight. You take a look, obviously the challenge gets more and more as you go on the tournament trail and you're a heavy favorite. That's the Botkins Trojans. They're going to have to stop Keegan Gunther tonight. 18.5 a game here tonight. But like you said, these Botkins Trojans guard like no other.
Yeah, they play outstanding defense. They've got five or six kids that can score. It's a really well-balanced basketball team.
Well, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior tour requirements. For the Botkins Trojans, the keys tonight are just getting out to a big lead and playing lockdown defense for the Springfield Central Catholic Fighting Irish. It is staying in the game and hanging around just like Cedarville did and did not let Marmy pull away before they ended up pulling off a victory. Remember, your finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring and winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you to Ken Francis and his staff at Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. Francis Schulte and Rushi, known for creating ideas, inspiring homeowners with residential doors everywhere, at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here tonight. First, for the Springfield Catholic Irish, it is number 1, Tavon Turner. Number 4, Berkeley Little. Number 5, Burke Wilson. Number 12, Will Bias. And rounding out the lineup is number 24, Keegan Gunther. For the Botkins Trojans, it is number 2, Eli Pitts. Number 5, Will Monin. Number 21, Owen Zinfer. Number 24, James Steinke. And number 33, Tucker Holzkamp. As we start the game here, the Trojans control the tip here. Pitts on the inside. The Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year misses the shot. Holzkamp on the stick back off the mark, and we got a foul. And two shots coming up for Botkins quickly.
Yeah, good job of getting to the rim that time, and then Botkins, two offensive rebounds.
Oh, and Zinfer will start here at the line. Zinfer all-county selection here this year. Botkins in their home whites, trimmed in black. Springfield Central Catholic in their green, outlined in gold. Head coaches of their respective teams of Springfield Central Catholic, it's Matt Gunther, a 1990 Springfield Catholic graduate. And Phil Groves for the Botkins Trojans in his fifth season as Zinfer splits from the line, 1-0 Botkins here early. Pitts applying a little bit of light backcourt pressure here. And up here is Berkeley Little. Gets it up top. It is taken away right up ahead. That is Will Monin with the bucket there for Botkins. First field goal of the game for Botkins at the 7:24 mark. They lead 3-0. There's Monin playing some relentless defense on the sideline, and he's called out of bounds, and it'll stay Irish basketball.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Catholic Central didn't see defense like this out of Bradford.
Left wing, ball up there over to Berkeley Little. Little up on the left side, brings it up top out on the Indian logo, back up top to Tavon Turner. Turner at 9.7 a contest. Gives it up over on the top, over there to Will Bias. Bias looking to get on the inside. Steinke deflects the pass. And again, Botkins really pushing the pressure on the wings here, Chuck.
Yeah, but they deny the wings. And if you go back door, they've got help side. They just play great team defense.
And up here is Tavon Turner. 3-0 Trojans ahead with over a minute played here in the first quarter. And here comes the Trojans with the steal. Up ahead, it's Owen Zinfer. He's going to the rack, and quickly, in the blink of an eye, it's 5-0. The Botkins Trojans up over Springfield Central Catholic. We got a timeout. We'll take it with them. 6:46 to go in the first. Botkins up 5-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. As 6:40 to go here in the first quarter, we got a 5-0 lead for the Botkins Trojans, who forced a couple turnovers here in the early going. Irish out up top. It is Burke Wilson trying to go on the inside against James Steinke. His shot will fall in. Count the foul against James Steinke. Burke Wilson will head to the line. 5.8 points a game, or 5.8 a game for him. He's a junior.
Kind of a strange shoe choice in color with the green uniforms and the orange shoes.
Whatever looks the best, I guess. As Wilson hits the shot, they cut the deficit to 2 here. That's a good possession there for the Irish that really needed it after Botkins jumped out in a blink of an eye to 5-0 lead. Out on the left side, it is Will Monin back over to James Steinke. Steinke will flip it to Monin in the corner. Monin's really matured in his year as a sophomore, and as I say that, he loses the basketball and makes a nice play to get that tip from behind. Good play by the freshman Will Monin, but I can say that about Monin. Really grown up, was kind of a fish in the water, a minnow in the water last year on that Botkins team that made the regionals. He's really taken more of a leadership role this year as a sophomore.
Oh, he's a scorer for sure.
Ball on the inside here. The Irish missed the shot from point blank. Go up again. Shot no good, and Hulskamp cleans the board. Rip ahead. It is Will Monin in transition on the assist from Pitts. That shot's off the mark. Rebound down to Zimfer. He turns around and throws it in the hole. Botkins gets a response and is up 7-3 now with 5.5 to go here in the first quarter.
3 offensive rebounds for Botkins already.
Quickly shot off the mark. Monin gets the rebound. Outlets it to Eli Pitts. He's dead ahead to the basket. Throws it high up off the glass. And the rebound goes down to Keegan Gunther. Gunther, the lead scorer at 18.5 contest. He's not really touched the basketball here at all so far. For General Berkeley, a little out front. Get around Eli Pitts, trying to get in the lane, and is fouled, and will take it out on the baseline here. That's going to go against Pitts. That'll be his first, team second. So we'll have a little, take it out. 10.2 a contest for him. Can get in, they do get it in, enter it into Keegan Gunther. Gets up ahead quickly. The three is not airballed there by Berkeley, a little right in front of the Botkins student section.
Not a good place to do it.
No, not at all. And we got a steal right quickly up ahead. Steinke loses the basketball. Here comes the Irish in transition, high up off the glass and in. That's Burke Wilson with the bucket. Good response here by the Irish. They trail by 2 now with 4:37 to go here in the first quarter. Botkins has got to keep swinging, the heavy favorite in this contest based off the seeding. As we saw the one seed get pushed right to the wire in the last game. A nice entry pass by Pitts into Zimfer. Zimfer is hacked and he'll go to the line for 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure seeding matters like it used to, because the computer's never seen these teams play. All they do is go by record, and it's horse crap. Can I say that on the air? Horse crap.
I think you can.
All right. Yeah, we're on the internet. I can say whatever I want, but I won't.
Zimfer off the mark. No good on the free throw. In comes junior sharpshooter Braden Welsh. He shot 60% from beyond the arc in his last 9 contests for the Botkins Trojans. Zimfer takes 3 dribbles, dips the knees, fires, and off the mark, no good. Rebound goes down to the Irish. A couple missed free throws in the early part of this first quarter for the Trojans.
1-for-4.
As they hold on to this 7-5 lead, 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Try to get the post-entry pass to Gunther, and the Trojans break up the basketball. Here comes Will Monin in transition, all out of sorts, and a late foul is going to be called, and he'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Monin, the sophomore, will go to the line, and we'll have Vincent Bayless come in here in a moment for Botkins, a freshman. Also, Caden Harris will check in, a 5'9 senior as well here for the Irish, as Monin connects on the first free throw. And Bayless checking in, just a freshman. Been raw all season. has been a nice welcome body to add to the bench here for Coach Phil Groves throughout the course of the season.
Big body.
Two dribbles, Monin fires and connects. Hawkins 3-6 here from the stripe in the early going, and they implore the full court trap. Here comes the run and jump by the Trojans here, and they're going to get a turnover there. They played a little pinball deflection, and it went off the hands of Caden Harris, and the Trojans force a dead ball turnover.
Yeah, he tried to pull his hand back, but it caught it.
And they run that run and jump. It was a little late on the trap, but they were able to force a turnover. From the church with the basketball. They get it on the inside here to Bayless. He'll take the little 12-footer well off the mark there. Rebound goes down to Keegan Gunther. Gunther with the basketball up at the top of the key. He drives to the foul line extended. Kicks out for a three to Tavon Turner, who buries that from the left wing. And the Irish get back within one with 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. So the Irish been able to respond since the Trojans had bolted out to that 5-0 lead. Monin's got the basketball in the corner, gets to the short corner to Bayless through this Irish zone. Pitts to the left side, over to Welsh, back to Eli Pitts. The Shelby County League Player of the Year kicks it up top to Welsh. He's a sharpshooter, and he lived up to the name there. Buries that from the top of the key.
Yeah, good ball movement, and he is a shooter.
He goes right there. Nice defensive play, diving all over the floor to break up that basketball there. And now coming in here is Tucker Holzkamp. He'll enter in the lineup here for James Steinke. Steinke, the senior, goes out. Ball inbounded here to Tavon Turner. Here comes the run and jump from full court here. And it's broken up. Eli Pitts with the scoop and score there for Botkins. And the lead grows to a half dozen for the Trojans. 14-8 with 2:46 to go in the opening quarter.
You don't want to throw a lazy pass against this defense.
Here comes Bayless up to the right wing, pressuring Keegan Gunther, who goes all the way to the basket, shot off the mark, but right there to clean it up is Will Bias, and Bias is halfway to his 4-point-a-game average. 14-10, a high-scoring first quarter here at Pickle-Garbury Gymnasium in the district semis. For the top of the key, it's Welsh. He'll go to Monin right wing. His three is up off the mark. We got a foul that's going to go against Springfield on the box out. I believe it gets against Burke Wilson. It's going to be two on him. Let's just see quickly. Connor Cordell will come off the bench. A 5'10 junior into the lineup for Burke Wilson, another junior.
Wilson had a 5-point start to the quarter.
Four fouls for the Irish, so Bakkens will be shooting the rest of the quarter. I'll scamp up top. It goes to Will Monin. Left side to Pitts. Pitts up top back to Monin. Be impatient against this zone with this 4-point lead in the first quarter here for Botkins. Left side, it's Holzkamp. Works in the middle. It gets eventually to Pitts. Pitts motors his way on the inside. Kisses it high up off the glass. It takes a little dance and falls in for Botkins. Nice play by Eli Pitts showing why he was the league player of the year. And goes out top here. It goes to Tavon Turner. Turner goes on the left wing. It goes to Gunther. He's going to fire the three. That's off the mark. And Monin gets the board. Rockets up ahead quickly in the open floor. Pitts dancing in the lane. Looks to kick it out, and it's taken away by Turner. We've seen some turnovers in the half court here for the Trojans. And there's another turnover here. Monin intercepts it up ahead to Bayless, and he misses the wide open left. But right there to clean it up is Monin. I don't think Monin guided Bayless very well on that layup right there, but Monin was able to clean up the miss from Bayless. 18-10, Trojans ahead of the Irish on a timeout here. 1:12 to go in the first quarter on scorespodcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 106 to go here in the first quarter. Bakken's has folded out to an 18-10 lead. High scoring first quarter as they forced a ton of these turnovers here in the first quarter. And that play is broken up by Owen Zinfer. And on the inside, it is Monin. Monin kicks it to the corner to Pitts. He'll fire a three. Bullseye from the right corner. Eli Pitts and the Trojans have exploded for 21 here in the first quarter.
Yep, they're doing it with defense and shooting, and that's what they've done all year.
11-point lead here. Here comes the Irish. On the inside is Turner. Getting it on the inside. It's back out Keegan Gunther. He'll fire to the three. That's well off the mark. Zinfer with the rebound. Works it up ahead quickly. And Botkins has done such a splendid job running the open floor. There's a layup for Will Monin. And now a 13-point edge for the Trojans. 23 points they poured in this first period. And the Trojans up ahead trying to shoot the gap here. Out top, it's over to Berkeley Little, right near the Indian logo. Time winding down, 2 seconds. Little's got to get a shot off at the horn, and that somehow banked in. Boy,
exactly the way he planned it.
Just like a shot you don't intend to hit in the game of pool, right there, a shot at the horn. It's 23-13, though. Bachman's ahead of Springfield Catholic. We'll step aside and come back to the second quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you, a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Well, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, and all the adult children. And kids as well. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style your smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Ann Turner, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yes, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. As we got a foul here, two fouls actually on Botkins this possession. And Keegan Gunther will go to the line. It's 23-13. Church is ahead of the Irish. And kind of a, what a off-balance shot to kind of end that quarter there for Springfield.
I'll tell you what, I was little, and he's going to win a lot of horse contests if he can make that shot.
First free throw is up and in by Keegan Gunther, the lead scorer of Springfield. Gets in the box score here in the second quarter. Springfield back within single digits here, trailing by nine. And Springfield 10-13 this year, 8-8 overall in the Ohio Heritage Conference, is which they come out of, which they've been a part of since 2001. As with the second free throw here, Irish now within 8, 23-15 with 7:34 to go here in the second quarter. Here comes Welsh driving on the inside, and he scores. And Botkins has really scored on every phase of the floor. The inside game, the three-pointer, the mid-range, it's all been available. Even the fast break, really, which has been their bread and butter so far. As Botkins gets a steal here, Hulskamp up ahead quickly, and Monin gets the layup. Again, the outlet pass has been there so often for the Trojans here. I think that's why they scored a lot.
Well, you better get back, because when they steal the ball, they rebound. It's two passes, and they're shooting a layup if you don't.
And that's why, as we got a foul here against Botkins, it'll be a third team already with just a minute gone here in the second quarter. I think that's why you hear coaches talk a lot. You get that rebound, look for that outlet right away if you can. so we can get those layups and get those transition two-on-one, three-on-two buckets.
Absolutely. Second foul on Pitts. He's going to have to take a seat here with 7 minutes to go, second quarter.
And Trent Paul will sub in for him. Trent Paul, 5'5 senior. Ball gets inbounded over to Gunther. The top goes over to Wilson. Wilson looking to drive over to Gunther on the baseline, and that's stolen there by Will Monning. Here comes Hulskamp dribbling up the floor. Up ahead to Trent Paul. He drives to the short corner. Paul gets the deflection. Up ahead to Owen Zimper, and he's hacked. And Zimper will go to the line for two. And the Church is doing a nice job, again, just moving that ball around the arc, getting really just good looks all around and converting on them. Zimper at the line, he's already got five. Monin's already got 10 here for the Trojans. Zimper's first free throw is up and in. 6 points now for Zimper, the senior, who's really contributed very well on the varsity level. Did not play last year as a junior, really get any serious time, and makes all county this year as a senior.
Yeah, he had a nice year for the Trojans.
29-15 now. The Trojans ahead of Springfield Catholic in the district semifinal, and there's a turnover there by the Irish. An unforced turnover at that.
Yeah, he looked up to see what he was going to do with the ball, and he didn't make the catch.
Looking like if Botkins can win, they will be back here Saturday at Pequot's Garberry Gymnasium to play for a district title, most likely against Miami Valley Christian Academy. Here, and hopefully, depending on our schedule, we can give you that game. Here, as the ball is taken away here by the Irish, and they flip it right back over here to Braden Welsh. Here comes Trent Paul up ahead. He takes the short shot from 10 feet and drills it. Trojans up by 16 now with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Here come the green and gold here of Springfield Catholic. Bring it up over here to the left side. Monin getting his hands on the basketball there. Nice play by the sophomore. I think he was begging for a timeout there. And he's going to get it. We'll step aside here. 16-point edge for Botkins over Springfield here with 5:47 to go here in the first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, the Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, and transportation of VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. They are here to ensure you receive all of the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit our Facebook page and our website, which is ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. You served our country. We are here now to serve you. Been out of the timeout here. 5:19 to go here in the first half. Botkins leads 31-15 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Make it 19. This Botkins offense firing on all cylinders, and there's another three for Braden Welsh.
Yeah, that ball got kicked three times, rolled around. He happened to pick it up at the top of the key and said, watch this.
And we got a travel out front, and man, if you look at that box score here for Coach Phil Grove's squad, he got 10 points there from Will Monin. You got 8 there from Welsh. You got 7 from Zimper. Pitts has got a couple, and he's on the bench with 2 fouls. I mean, look at that early on. You got 5 minutes still to play here in the first half.
And they've turned them over 12 times here in the first half also.
You cannot complain if you're Coach Phil Groves right now. That's your team, like I said, the definition of firing on all cylinders here.
Yeah, you want to get to the point where you get the running clock. And you get to go home and get in bed, get ready for school tomorrow.
I think all those kids are excited. A lot of them got Monday off, so I know a lot of kids, at least in the northern part of the Miami Valley, did.
Yeah, we had about 8 feet of snow in Pickwick. Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe 3 inches, but still. There's more than we were supposed to get.
Trent Paul, he's going to let it fly from the left wing. That shot's off the mark. Rebound goes down to the Irish here. Over here to Keegan Gunther. Gunther brings it across the timeline. He looks to go to the right wing. Gets a screen over the left side. Back in the corner. It is now Nathan Tesro who's in the lineup. There's a foul against Bockets. That's already their 14th foul, so the Trojans from here on out, if they commit a foul, will send the Irish to the line. As that foul is going to go against Trent Paul, Vincent Bayless will come in the lineup here as Owen Zimper will sub out. Irish trying to inbound, and they get it into the left wing. Here comes Turner with the three-pointer, and he drills his second triple here of the night. Cuts the lead down to 16 for Botkins.
Nice little left-hand jump shot there.
Again, hasn't been really a bad offensive half here for the Irish. If you had told the teams in the last game they had 18 points with 4:10 to go here in the first half, I think both teams would have took it in the Cedarville-Fort Laramie game.
Yeah.
Monin's got it out top. Over the left side to Welsh in the short corner to Holzkamp. Holzkamp looking to go to work. Goes on the inside and is blocked. And here come the Irish. They go up ahead here. It is Berkeley Little. He goes to the short corner and is fouled by Bayless. So Berkeley Little will get two shots here as that's already the fifth Trojan foul. As that'll bring in here in a moment. It looks like Treg Meyer will enter in the lineup. A 5'9 sophomore who will enter into the lineup. The foul went against Vincent Bayless. That's his first.
Hey, you can't sub in until they shoot one free throw.
Meyer a little eager to get into the game here. This free throw is off the mark there from Little. As now Meyer checks in the ball game. Trent Paul heads to the bench. Back up the line here. The second free throw is off the mark there from Springfield Central Catholic. And here comes Will Monin with the basketball. 10 points for him in the first half. Comes Meyer, swings it up top, goes to Monin. Patient against this zone here. Phil Groves directing his team to spread out a little bit and slow it down on this possession. Comes Welsh. They're about 18 feet from the basket. Meyer throws it up over to Holzkamp. Left side to Monin. He shot fakes. Goes across court here to Braden Welsh. He's going to fire the three, and he's 3 for 3. And I think I mentioned a little bit ago, 62% in his last 9 games. Now you're seeing that average just rise even substantially more. It's a three in transition off the mark here from the Irish. And the Botkins Trojans are off and running. Monin got a nice Euro step. Count it there for Will Monin. He's got a dozen. That was a thing of beauty, and he just barely held his two steps that he gets.
Yep, absolutely.
Or if you call it a gather. I know some people like my dad would call that a travel.
When I played, it was a travel. Of course, they also had peach baskets, so I don't know. Maybe the game's changed.
Foul in transition here, and going to the line will be Berkeley Little, who just missed two the last time here. It's 39-19 now. The Trojans lead the Irish with 2:54 to go here in the first half. Zimper checks in for Bayless here. Once again, the Irish already in the bonus. Less than 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Second free throw is also up and in, 39-20. With 2:54 here to go in the first half. Trojans leading here on scoresbroadcast.com. Which is looking to get back here Saturday and play Miami Valley Christian Academy. Most likely as Meyer swings it over to Zimfer. Back on the inside there. They freed up Will Monin, and he's had a splendid first half. 14 points for Monin. Him and Welsh have been fantastic. 25 points between those two here.
Boy,
in
they
the
just
first half.
Ran a perfect play that time. Ran their offense to perfection.
Up top, goes over to Tavon Turner. Turner up top will take a three-pointer. His shot's off the mark. Ball pinballs around, and Zimfer pulls away the board. 41 points here for the Trojans in the first half with 2:12 to go here till halftime. Here comes Welsh on the inside. His shot's off the mark. Rebound goes down to Holzkamp, who sticks it back in. And I think this is a Botkins team that knows they've got some teams that they are going to have to try to beat if they want to get to Dayton here to watch them tonight. And they're putting on a clinic here offensively. 43 points for the Trojans in the first half. Here comes on the inside, shot off the mark by Little. Rebound goes down to Tavon Turner. Gets it on the inside to Gunther, and we got a timeout.
Ooh.
By Coach Matt Mullen. We'll take it with him. 145 here in the first half. Trojans with the 23-point lead here on scorespodcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 23-point lead for Botkins with a minute 45 to go here in the first half. You'll have a blast when you can enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at the Laramie Brewing Company at 17 North Main Street in Fort Laramie. And the food at Laramie Brewing is not the typical greasy bar food. The current menu, Lenten menu, is amazing. For instance, a salmon filet and Brussels sprouts and cod sandwiches and shrimp tacos. Plus, your Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into a spinach pizza and a spin-dip salmon pizza. There's always plenty on the kids' menu at the Laramie Brewing Company. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, and cheese pizza. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Laramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Laramie. And we got a foul there against Botkins, and that's going to put Springfield at the line here as the Trojans already put the Irish in the bonus.
That tells you he probably didn't foul when they had to tell the kid that got fouled that he was the one shooting.
Going to the line here will be Keegan Gunther. Again, he averages 18 a contest, and he's only got a minuscule 3 points here in the first half.
And scored from the floor yet, everything from the free throw line.
Gunther takes a dribble, dips the knees, fires, and the senior connects. Irish cut the deficit to 21 here, 43-22. As the Irish now going to pick up the pressure here. A full court pressure here. Zimfer gets it wide open as Braden Welsh. He shot fakes, goes up, and he's going to go to the line for two. Should have went up right away, and he probably would have scored. But Welsh goes to the line. He's got 11 in this first half. Well, part of Ohio for 100 years, locally owned and operated Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio. And Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, Indian Lake, and now open in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and bring banking services back to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com. Welsh connects on the first free throw. Again, a dozen for him. And he connects, cannot connect on his second one, but the Trojans will pull down the board. Also here in for Botkins here is Memphis Meyer. Meyer, a 5'11 junior. Up on the right side, it is Welsh. Welsh the junior gives up to the senior Hulskamp. Left side, Monin. Monin gets up top to Meyer. Meyer over to the freshman Bayless, who gets it on the inside. That flex cut to Monin almost worked out. He dishes it back out to Bayless. His shot's off the mark. Hulskamp trying to put it back in. He's no good. Bayless, the third attempt, that's off the mark as well. And here come the Irish off and running. Here comes Tavon Turner here in transition. His shot's off the mark. Here comes Gunther with the rebound. Gunther goes up and he scores.
Stepped out of bounds. Saw it right there.
And all the Bakken student section trying to tell the official what she didn't see there. And now it's just a 20-point lead here for the Trojans as they have been been phenomenal on the offensive end there in the first half. And Botkins gets away with the travel, but Bayless puts it up and in. A 46-point first half now for the Trojans. Here comes Little. He's got to get a shot up. Can he do what he did at the end of the first quarter? No, that ball's taken away. And the first half will expire. The Botkins Trojans lead Springfield Catholic 46-24. We'll step aside and come back with our halftime report here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 46-24, the Botkins Trojans ahead of Springfield Central Catholic. Chuck, let's take a look at some of our first half numbers here.
Okay, well, I messed around and didn't do the rebounding. Just a second. 8-4. Okay, team stats for the first half. 18-9 rebounding advantage for the Trojans. 8-3 on the offensive boards. Botkins turned it 4 times. Catholic Central turned it 13. The 7-9 from the free throw line for Catholic Central. For Botkins, they were 6 of 10 individual scoring. 6 for Gunther, 6 for Turner, 5 for Little, and 2 for Bias. They scored 13 and 11, 24 at the half. A little more balance on the other side. 14 points for Will Mon and 12 for Braden Welsh. Where am I now? 7 for Zimfer, 7 for Pitts, 2 each for Bayless, Huelskamp, and Trent and Paul. They scored 23 and 23, 46-24 at the half.
Well, taking a look here, Botkins should obviously hold on here, and they'll take on the winner of Miami Valley Christian Academy Spencer Center. That game would be played here Saturday at Piqua at 3 p.m. That is probably, unfortunately, going to be a game that I don't know if we'll get to cover or not, depending on if the Rushi girls win tomorrow night. It's just too much of a time constraint for us, you know, looking at what our schedule is coming up. Of course, we'll be back here tomorrow night. First game will be Lehman Legacy Christian here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, go on the air about 5:30-ish, 5:25, somewhere in that range tomorrow. And then the second game will feature two Shelby County opponents, Rushi and Jackson Center. So the winner of the two games tomorrow night will meet Saturday. That game will be at 1 o'clock. Whether Rushi or Jackson Center wins, we'll obviously be covering that on Saturday at 1. Unfortunately, Laramie fell to Cedarville on a heartbreaker here tonight. Obviously would have liked to have been able to cover the Redskins at 11 o'clock, but they fall as Cedarville will take on either Fayetteville Perry or Cincinnati College Prep here at 11. So 11-1-3, Cedarville playing at 11. Bakken's most likely going to take on Miami Valley Christian Academy at 3, and then either Rushi or Jackson Center will take on either Legacy Christian or Layman at 1. So, unfortunately, with this, all these divisions, we can't cover all these games. We'd love to be able to cover Bakken Saturday, but if Rushi wins tomorrow night, we're going to be kind of obliged to go down there for the regional finals.
Well, I will say what I always say, nice things about the OHSAA. They obviously take the kids into consideration, give us all kinds of games what we can't do because they put them together, but nobody plays on Thursday night, nobody plays on Friday night. Maybe you could have played those nights and let the crowd see the kids that they want to see play, but that's not how it works.
So again, that schedule tomorrow night, we'll have that doubleheader with Layman Legacy Christian be on air again about 5:25, 5:30. Rushi and Jackson Center following up right after that, and then Saturday here we'll be back here at Pippa Garberry Gymnasium for the 1 o'clock game, you know, between the two winners tomorrow night. Unfortunately, Bakken's probably going to get I'd say kicked to the curb due to this OHSAA time constraint, you know, but if Rushi loses tomorrow night, then we would stay around for that Bakken's game. But I find that game interesting against MVCA because they did make the regionals last year. They did lose to Marion. We did that game together.
Yeah.
And they were a good solid team, and that could be a game that you know, that region's kind of been weak, but it may be a better game. I'd still take Bakken's 10 times out of 10.
Me too.
But could be a decent game. So again, our halftime report is brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Borchers Floor Center.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bakken's.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, back here from our halftime break here, it is 46-24. The Bakken Trojans lead Springfield Central Catholic. And the Pockets pretty much seems to have this in hand here so far. And again, a 46-point first half for Coach Phil Grove's squad. Again, I know I mentioned it in the first half, Chuck. Really, Botkin scored in every way imaginable, from the outside, from the mid-range, from the block. And again, a successful first half. You wouldn't want to have had it any other way for Coach Phil Groves.
No, they put the ball in the basket. They've got four, five threes. They're just doing everything. Shooting free throws, playing really good defense like they always do.
And again here, I know we talked about tonight how Coach Aaron Elwer was here scouting from Delphus, with them being off tonight. It could be a possible regional final matchup next weekend at Vandalia Butler, if things go according to the way that Phil Groves would hope and Bakken fans would hope. As the Trojans start out with the basketball here in the second half, Tucker Holzkamp will go to the line for two free throws. As Holzkamp only mustered 2 points. Him and Steinke, despite them scoring 46, only combined for 2 points, but that was because Welsh and Monin and Pitts had such a splendid first half. Pitts had seven, and he spent much of the second quarter on the bench in foul trouble.
That's the whole second quarter on the bench.
Holzkamp cans the first free throw here. 23-point edge here for the Trojans. They can get back to their second straight district final. Holzkamp's free throw is up and in. 24-point lead now here for the Trojans. And what again has been an offensive clinic here for the black and gold. Top here, it is Berkeley Little. Goes over to the left side, over to Burke Wilson. You got guys with Burke and Burke Lee on the team. These are some new names. I would have never expected to have a Burke and a Burke Lee on the same team. On the inside, it is Burke Wilson. His shot's off the mark, and Steinke clears the boards. It's the outlet quickly to Holzkamp. Holzkamp glides to the basket. Again, that outlet play has worked really well for the Trojans here tonight.
Yeah, they just run the floor as well as any high school team I've seen in a while.
And there's a turnover there, unforced there on the back cut there by the Irish. Right back to the Trojans as Pitts will lock it up the floor. I think the thing that excites Bakken's fans, too, is the trio that has scored the three most points are all coming back next year, too.
Basically, most of them are back.
With Pitts, Monin, and Welsh, as Monin's shot is off the mark, it's going to stay with the Trojans off the rebound. As Pitts will take it out here on the Piqua logo here. Gets it in backcourt over to Steinke. It's tipped away, taken away by Trayvon Turner, and he'll take it all the way to the bucket and lay it in. He's got eight now here for the Irish as they cut it back down to 24, 50 to 26, with 6:36 to go here in the third quarter. Monin up on the left wing. It's over to Holzkamp. Let's get looking to get in the middle of that zone. Back to Monin. He drives to that short corner, takes the jump shot, too much on that one, and the rebound goes down to Will Bias. Bias up ahead, trying to split the defense off the mark. No good. The rebound goes down over to Burke Wilson, who scores for the Irish. Again, if you're the Irish, you're kind of just trying to play for pride here in this second half.
Well, you know, you talk at halftime and you just tell them, you just go out there and play as hard as you can. That's the best you can do.
Steinke on the inside. Post-entry pass. Nobody around him. And James Steinke gets his first points of the game.
Quick move.
Plucked it out on the sideline here, and they'll stay with Springfield here. Take it out on the sideline here. It'll be Trayvon Turner. Here to Berkeley Little, back over to Keegan Gunther. Gunther being harassed here on the perimeter, gets in the corner, over to Burke Wilson. Wilson trying to get it to Gunther on the inside. Gunther trying to go up here against Zimfer. His shot's off the mark, and Zimfer pulls down the board. Here comes Bakkens. They've got numbers, but they turn it over right back to the Irish. Here comes the Irish in transition into the short corner, trying to kick it out, and it'll deflect off of Zimfer. Stay here with the Irish. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. 52-28. Bakkens ahead here to advance to a district final here. As Springfield has gone on a little 6-0 run here. There's a bucket there for number 12, Will Bias. That's a 5'10 senior with his second bucket here of the night. Elskiff on the inside, turnaround, the jumper is good. 54-30 now with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Four here, it's Berkeley Little. Little on the right wing, goes back to the top, goes back to the left side, looking to cut on the inside all the way to the basket. His shot's off the mark. Gunther and Pitts battling for the rebound, and there's a block and a late foul coming in on Botkins. I believe it is a shooting foul. And it's going to be two shots here. We are your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Laramie, has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winners Meats and the Happy Pies, Weaver's Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunch specials in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. As both free throws are canned here by Springfield. 54-32 our score now here, nearly halfway through the third period. Psyche gets up to Zimper on the right side in the corner to Will Monin. On a great first half for him with 14 points. Pitts gets it on the inside, looking to move back to Hulskamp. He'll fire a three. That's off the front of the iron. Tipped over to Pitts. Another offensive board here for the Trojans. Pitts motoring on the inside, high up off the glass. Zimper gets the board, looking to motor to the basket. His shot's off the mark. And the rebound goes down to the Irish. Up in the corner, here comes Turner. Turner looking to drive to the baseline. He's out top, up over to Berkeley Little. He'll take the short jumper. And the Irish offense has really been pretty good here so far for the first half of the third quarter.
Yeah, third quarter, they've turned it around a little bit.
And still find themselves down 20. Pitts looks to drive back to Hulskamp. Hulskamp all the way to the rack. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound's down to Zimper. Back to Monin. He'll go trying to shoot a three-pointer. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound down to Gunther. We've got their All-Ohio Heritage Conference. To the left side. Looks to penetrate all the way to the basket. And he does. Nice move by Keegan Gunther. It's been a really, pretty good third quarter, again, offensively. No quit here out of Coach Mullen's squad.
Well, that's my fault. I mentioned the running clock, and they haven't scored since.
Pitts on the inside, takes a shot here from 15 feet and cans it. Pitts has got 9 now, and the Trojan lead back to 20. Comes Gunther up ahead. He gets that ball swiped by Hulskamp. He throws it up ahead to Eli Pitts, who will lay it in, and he's now in double figures. 3 different Trojans in double figures now. 58-36. Botkins ahead with 2:49 in the third. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors on scorespodcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, we'd also like to remind you that on the other end of Main Street, Fort Laramie, is the North Laramie drive-thru, which is now Schaefer drive-thru. They've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Laramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today and see all the new items at, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage is also new and located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program. At the market, gas pumps, always low prices, plus one penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. As Vincent Bayless is fouled, he's at the line and connects on his first free throw. 59-36 Trojans lead with 2:28 to go here in the third quarter. Thus at the line, a lefty, his free throw is up and in. 24-point lead now here for the Trojans. Again, if they win, they will be playing here at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon here in the district finals. And most likely against Miami Valley Christian Academy. They play Spencer Center tomorrow down in Lakota. And there's a shot up and in by Trayvon Turner. He's got 10 now. Here comes Braden Welsh out top. Superb first half for the junior. It's up over to Eli Pitts. Pitts drives on the inside, and he is fouled. And the Bakkens will take it out of bounds. Again, you got to think too, Chuck. I find it interesting that they start these district finals for the boys in the morning. It used to be at night, you know. These girls' district finals used to be 11-1-3 at Troy. They had to come back here, and you do a boys' one of the Piqua games at night.
Yeah, sectional, and then the district was always down at UD. That was the good old days.
Here comes Steinke. His shot's off the mark. We've gone down to Pitts. He'll try to put it back up. That's off the mark from point-blank range. And the rebound down to the Irish. Here comes Berkeley Little navigating his way in the forecourt. Goes over to Will Bias. Bias will let a three go from the left wing. That's off the mark. Rebound down to Keegan Gunther. He throws it up and in. How many points in the third quarter here, Chuck, for the Irish?
They've got 16.
Pitts gets his own rebound here off the miss and puts it back in. It's kind of been open season on offense here in this third quarter. 62-40 now. On the inside, shot is up and in there for Berkeley Little. And now it's a 20-point lead here. We got a foul up here against the Irish. Going to be the 14th foul here on the Irish, so Bakken shooting free throws here in the rest of the third quarter. Slipping in the lineup, Caden Harris, 5'9 senior here for the Irish.
That was the fourth foul on Little, so he's going to have to sit for a little bit. No pun intended.
Welsh gets the inbound, goes all the way to the rack, high up off the glass, no good. A rebound controlled here by the green and gold. Getting it up here is Keegan Gunther. Gunther's now up to 10 points. He said he averaged 18.5 a game. It's quietly got to 10 here. And inside they try to get it to Gunther, and it's taken away by Welsh, but he traveled right back. Jump up and down and turns it right back over here to Springfield. Down here, Turner gets it on the inside, up over to Gunther. Gunther's shot is off the mark. The rebound down to Eli Pitts. Pitts with a baker's dozen, 13 points here in the contest. Gets his instructions here from Coach Bill Groves. They'll just wind the clock down here to try to end this third quarter. A 62-42 lead here for the Trojans. District semifinal action. Pitts on the inside, gets that ball swiped away. Let's see if Gunther can get a shot off. It's taken away by Steinke. The prayer at the horn is well off the mark. A 20-point lead the Trojans will take into the fourth quarter. We'll bring that fourth quarter to you here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, Production Support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we get here to start the fourth quarter. We're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, and one of the many great organizations that makes our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. To start the fourth quarter, the Irish have cut it down to 18 now with a bucket there. Here comes James Steinke in the lane. His shot's no good, but it's put back up and in by the senior Owen Zinfer, and he's got 9. Boy, again, Chuck, I've said it once, I'll say it twice. Again, looking at that box score right now for Botkins is just a thing of beauty. 13, 14, 9, 2, and 8. To a coach's delight. Oldskamp on the inside. He'll score. He's in double figures now. The fourth different Trojan to score in double figures. They've got everything they've wanted here so far on the offensive end. And here's Monin with the steal. Up ahead to Steinke. Steinke will lay it in. And the lead has morphed back out to a 24-point lead. 68-44 as the Trojans are going to clinch a spot in a district final here on Saturday. Here up ahead is Trayvon Turner. Trying to get up over here to the left side. Zinfer tips it away. Up top, it's Gunther. He looks to drive on the inside. Gives it back up over to Will Bias. Bias to the left side. Over to Berkeley Little. Berkeley Little will take the jump shot, and that's up and in. Again, the Irish are not going down without a fight, at least on the offensive end, and they get a steal here. Up ahead, it's Will Bias. Bias gets it to Little. He'll fire the three from the left wing, and that's off the mark. Zinfer up ahead here to Pitts. Pitts looks to run the open floor. Tries to get it to Monin and throws it away. Man, just the point of the game here. Let's see, Botkins, I don't know if they're really going to try to slow things down, but they've been trading kind of blow for blow here these last couple minutes.
Yeah, that pass went all the way in the locker room.
You know, locked up here ahead is Berkeley Little with 6 minutes to go. The Irish face a 22-point deficit. In the corner, it's Harris. Tries to get on the inside, and that's swiped away by Tucker Holzkamp. And he's fouled in backcourt. Again, nothing too exciting here, really, if you're Botkins. Again, just putting on, really, an offensive clinic here tonight. And that's something you're going to have to do if, you know, you want to possibly face Adelphus St. John's in a regional, which, you know, is a possibility. Got to win a couple more games for that to happen. But you're going to have to play like this offensively if you're going to want to slow down the Elwers and get to the state tournament.
Now they're struggling right now, handling the basketball. 7 turnovers for the second half.
Top, here comes the Irish. It is Berkeley Little. Little on the inside is going to have a player control foul. Irish fans don't like that, but I think he kind of might have initiated the contact there.
The coach wants a flop. It looked like a pretty solid charge to me, but I'm rooting for Botkins, so what do I know?
And here comes Springfield with the full court pressure here. Monin gives it back to Steinke. Steinke across the timeline. Tries to dart to the basket. The Holzkamp in the corner, and Botkins says, let's slow things down here a bit with the lead that we got. Here comes Pitts on the inside. His shot's no good. And there's Owen Zinfer on the cleanup to get Botkins at the 70-point threshold. 70-46, the Trojans lead the Irish. As we're just winding down the inevitable here, Botkins going to head to a district final on Saturday for the second year in a row. for the fourth time in the last six seasons, they will be in a district final. On the inside, and there's a layup up and in by Nathan Tirizzo, the 6'3 junior, gets his first bucket of the game. Monin up ahead to Pitts, to the right wing to Steinke, back up to Pitts. It's over to Monin. Monin looking to drive to the basket. His shot's off the mark, no good. And it's stolen by Steinke. Steinke up ahead to Monin. To Zimfer. Nice display of passing. But from Steinke to Monin to Zimfer for the bucket. 13 points now for Zimfer. Get up on the board now. 15 points for Pitts. 14 for Monin. 13 for Owen Zimfer. And 10 for Tucker Hulskamp. As Hulskamp gets the steal here, and he goes all the way to the basket. He's got a dozen now, and that's not even including Braden Welsh, who's on the bench with 11 right now. We got a timeout here. 4:01 to go. 74-48. Watkins leads Springfield here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, halfway through the fourth quarter here, Botkins has a commanding 74-48 lead over Springfield Central Catholic here on scoresbroadcast.com. My name is Brandon Koverman, alongside me, Chuck McBee. And one of our sponsors here that has been serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business is Barker Insurance, who has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued insurance agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, and life, and business insurance. They represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Botkins with a bucket out of the timeout, and we got a travel on Braden Welsh. Who got that bucket for Botkins?
That was, and I'm going to remember here in just a second, that was Bayless.
So Bayless with the bucket here, and now teams starting to empty their respective benches here. Trent Paul subs in for Botkins, Vincent Bayless. Wesley Gutman will enter the lineup here, along with Tregmeyer and Memphis Meyer as well. Springfield not subbing out just quite yet. And on the inside is a foul. Again, the seniors for Springfield Central Catholic this year are Berkeley Little, Burke Wilson, Will Bias, Mo Thomas and Keegan Gunther, and also Brody Adams here. So quite a senior class here for Coach Matt Mullen. Again, 8-8 overall in the OHC. They were 10-13 overall here so far. We'll fall to 10-14 as the shot is off the mark there from Keegan Gunther. But quickly, here's Memphis Meyer in transition, and another transition bucket here for Botkins. Their lead is now a game-high 30. 78 points put up here. That's easily the highest point total I've seen put out all year. And shot on the inside is up and in there by Burke Wilson. And he'll head to the stripe here for the chance of the old-fashioned three-point play. .239 to go here. 78-50. two dribbles here for Burke Wilson. He fires and hits it. 78-51 our score now as Mo Thomas will check into the lineup here for Catholic Central. Meyer on the left wing trying to get it to Bayless. Meyer will shoot the three off the mark. No good. And Thomas will get the board for the Irish. And a district final coming up at 3 o'clock for the Bakken Trojans. All in the short corner. The Irish are working it around here. On the left side here over to Burke Wilson. He drives on the inside. It's broken up by Bayless. Wilson gets it on the back cutting to Gunther, and he scores. Nice cut to the basket there by Gunther. He's got 14. Now it's three Irishmen in double figures. And I know they're getting blown out, like I said, Chuck, by 25. But got to be pleased with their second half effort on the offensive end.
Oh, absolutely. And Bodkins won't be happy with their defense.
Mo Thomas with the steal up out here for the Irish, and he misses the shot. There's Gunther on the turnaround. He'll score right there. He's now got 16. 78-55 as this game's kind of just become a little bit of open gym here in the last couple minutes.
Yep.
Let's out on the left wing. We got a timeout for subs.
Yep.
Here again, a fresh batch in here for Coach Phil Groves, and we'll take that 30-second timeout. Or no, they're going to keep him here, I guess.
I don't know why they're giving him a timeout. They don't want a timeout.
Yeah, you got to think. This has been kind of more commonplace in the last couple of years, out of respect to get subs in.
Yeah.
You just got to. I don't even know why you say, "Hey, let's go. Let's get him in." I think people know if you're up 30 or up 23, like you are with a minute 22,
you're not calling
a timeout. So subs in here for Bakken's. Noah Miller into the lineup. As there's a bucket for Bakken's, they get to the 80-point threshold.
That was Gutman.
Dylan Simmons in the lineup. We're under a minute to go here. 25 points a lead here for Bakken's. Three-pointer from the wing. It's Turner. That's off the mark, and the rebound goes down to Noah Miller. Also into the lineup is Preston Groves, a freshman. He is fouled up ahead. Now the Irish are going to sub out their seniors as Irish fans come to their feet. Again, one of the toughest things about doing these games is seeing some of these kids, especially, you know, we obviously haven't done any Springfield games, but these kids you get to know indirectly.
Absolutely.
You know, throughout the year, and you see them exit off the court for the final time, which we'll see, of course, more and more of in the next couple of weeks. As Preston Groves gets a shot in, and Springfield trying to get a timeout and get a sub in. They will bring in number 50, Jordan Bias. 52. I don't even have that on my roster.
I don't either, but he's a big kid. I'm going to guess that's him.
I'm going to guess that.
52.
It's him too. 82-55. Bakken's close out a victory here. It's all but over here on the inside, trying to get it to Bias. It's swiped away. And Bakken's trying to go all the way to the rack, and the layup is short. And the rebound is going to go off of Springfield's hands. We'll just see Bakken's close it out here. Hey, RJ Smoot also in the lineup here for the Irish. 82-55 as Groves will enter it here, and Bakken's will just drain the clock here and punch their ticket to the district finals. We'll step aside with our post-game report. Bakken's defeat Springfield Central Catholic 82-55 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The Fall Off the Bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world. In little old Kettlersville, on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well-respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, an 82-55 victory for Bodkins over Springfield Catholic. Let's take a look at our final numbers here, Chuck.
Well, I'm going to look at a few of the stats. 34-20 rebounding advantage for the Trojans, 15-7 on the offensive boards. The Irish turned it over 23 times in the game. Bodkins turned it over 13, 9 of them in the second half. That's what happens. You get a lead and you kind of lose focus a little bit. 10-12 from the free throw line for the Irish. Trojans were 10-14. Individual scoring, Berkeley Little, he had 13. I guess Gunther had 16. Most of those in the second half. Wilson had 10. Turner had 10. They had four kids in double figures. My Sour Mugs player of the game is going to be Berkeley Little. He had 13. I thought he had a terrific game. On the other side, a lot more kids scored. 14 for Monin, 13 for Pitts and Zimpfer, 12 for Welsh and Huelskamp. Just a balanced offense. They had 11 kids score. And my Sour Mugs player of the game is going to be Braden Welsh for the Trojans.
Sour Mugs in West Milton and now in the Piqua Center as well.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, an 82-55 victory for Bopkins over Springfield Catholic. They will advance to a district final at 3 p.m. on Saturday against either Miami Valley Christian Academy or Spencer Center. You know, keep a lookout on our website here for our upcoming games. We'll be back here tomorrow night here about a 5:25 or a 5:30 airtime. We'll have the game between Layman and Legacy Christian. We'll take a short break before we have a Shelby County battle between Jackson Center and Rushi right afterwards, scheduled for right now for a 7:30 tip time. And then Saturday we will be back here with some district action here from Piqua. And then we will also go over to Vandalia, as long as Rushi can hold on and beat Morrillville Christian tomorrow. And they will be playing with a 5 p.m. tip time there if they can win tomorrow in the regional finals as well in Division 7. So for Chuck McBee, I'm Brandon Coverman here for the final time here from Piqua High School. The Trojans defeat the Springfield Catholic Central Fighting Irish 82-55. You've been listening here to scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.